Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Jody. May I please have the zip code on the account you've called in about today?
It would be 84790.
Your first and last name, please?
Natalie Lucero.
Okay, thank you. I've located this account. Please verify your shipping address.
It's 2990 East Riverside Drive, number 126.
Thank you. I've located this account for a meal planning app. It looks like it may have been in part with a contest entry or a sweepstakes winning. And this meal planning app provides you with recipe guides and meal plans on how to eat better and feel better. How may I help you today?
I didn't order it.
Okay, let's take a look here. So one second. Looks like there was a sweepstakes offering for an iPad where you pay the shipping and handling. Now, I don't provide support for those prizes that are offered or won. I would like to offer you this meal planning app at a discounted rate of $20 a month. Would you like to take advantage of that?
Does it work?
Right.
Well,
so
how do you feel about it? I know nothing about your product. All I know is you came up on my credit card. So tell me something about it, Jody.
All right. So let's see. I want to verify the email address. I have LucerOnatalie6278 at iCloud.com.
That is correct. And it's funny because this showed up and my iCloud.com is not working. So.
Okay. Yeah, not sure how that that happened there.
No.
Okay. So this app, it provides you with daily food and lifestyle journals to help keep you informed about your overall health and wellness. It also teaches you how to cut carbs and reduce your sugar cravings.
Okay.
It helps you to lose weight, right? Or to help
All
you
right.
with a healthier lifestyle to lose weight.
Okay.
Would you like to give it a try?
Let's go ahead and give it a try, and then I can just log in. Is that how this is going to work? I'll log into the app?
Right. You should have received an email.
I can't get in my email, so let's change my email to luceronatalie1962@gmail.com.
Okay. I'm not sure that I can change the email address. Hang in there one second. Maybe I can. All right. So Lucero... 1962@gmail.com.
Yes.
Okay, so I'll have the intro email resent to that email address there. I'll lock in with a $20 savings per month. And
now will that credit card back, or how will that work?
Yes, let me check on that for you. My understanding is that it would be moving forward, but let me take a look at the dates. It just occurred yesterday. One second.
Yes, if that moved forward to February, and then I wouldn't have to pay till March, that would be fine, too.
Okay. All right. I'll check.
And then in 90 days, if I don't like it, then I can go ahead and cancel it, correct?
Okay. Let me see if I can do that for you. Yeah, so if I refund, it's going to cancel the account today. I can only help you moving forward. Now, let me see if I'm able to pause this. I'm not sure with the meal planning app. One second.
Okay, all right.
Right. No. So the deal that because this is a meal planning app, I'm not able to pause it. If I refund today, it'll cancel the account to moving forward. You tell me how you would like me to handle this today. Would you like to continue at $20 a month and just give it a try maybe the next 30 days? If you're not satisfied, you can give us a call back in.
Okay, let's do that. Let's do $20 a month.
Okay.
And then, like I said, will that push that to February too, since it was 45?
Right. So the next billing date would be February the 17th at
okay.
$20. You can call back in at any time if you aren't satisfied. And I'm going to get that reset link sent over to your email address. You should receive, and that's the new email address, the Gmail account. You should receive
okay.
that email within the next 24 to 48 hours. If you don't see it in your inbox, check your spam or your junk mail. But I have that on the way.
Okay, and then the next question again, mm-hmm. does that just wash the 45 that's already been charged?
No, ma'am. No, ma'am. That 40 is actually $49.89. It will remain.
Really? Mm-hmm. Then you know what, Jody, let's just cancel it all and put that back on my credit card.
Okay,
that would be $60 for the first month.
Right. In so many words, yes, ma'am, that's correct. All right, so I have canceled the account. This will prevent any future charges. Whenever you're ready, I have a cancellation number for you.
Okay. And now do I call my credit card to give them the cancellation number?
And if you would like to. Now, I'm assisting you with the refund of that account.
Okay.
I can. Yeah, now there. Let me see here. I'll go ahead and issue a full refund for the $49.89, and you should see those funds. If it's still pending, it will void or disappear, but if it's processed, it will be refunded back in 3 to 5 business days.
Okay. Okay.
All right. Yes, ma'am. All the
right,
cancellation
thanks.
Number is?
Yep, I'm ready.
All right. C as in cancel, 920-384-382.
All right. I appreciate it. Thank you very much. I'm going to
yes,
look
ma'am.
At your stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's something I do want, I will call back and we'll take care of things.
Yes, ma'am. Well, thank you for calling customer support. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.